What are your goals for this game? Like, in a couple of years from now, people are going to be like, oh, do you remember Duelist? And you're going to go, yeah, I remember Duelist. I helped make it. But, like, what else do you think you want people to kind of look back and say about this game a couple of years from now?
I would love, in 3-4 years, two things that I would be ecstatic to hear is, A, the fact that our game is still around after a few years, and people can just say, hey, this is a game that continues to just get better. Every single patch, every single release, every single expansion, it gets more and more polished. And we're releasing this month on 27th of April, but that's just the beginning. That's just a start for us to build a foundation. And the story that we've built, which I wrote and I spent many, many years working on this, is to create an immersive, cohesive world where all the creatures make sense. It's just not a menagerie of random cards with robots and goblins and dragons that don't connect together. This is a cohesive world that continues to evolve, and it's a living game. And we want people to say, this is an amazing game that's a living game that continues to adapt to its community, that we're constantly listening, and I feel that I can invest my time and my money into something because I know it's going to be around for several years. And then secondly, we want to build a game that has a living story. And the whole concept is that based on the decisions of our players, the way that we've written our lore is almost like a Tolkien-esque sort of Sumerian built atop of really, really cool side stories that we can build upon. So long-term, this is really a basis for a great living story game. And hopefully we can build other games on top of our world. We want to build like everything around this world of Duelist.